Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, our final hour of the week here on the show. Hope you enjoyed this week. I will be out Monday, Tuesday, back on Wednesday. And, Dell, you're going to take my place here?
Yep. Yeah, Lance has put in little effort to try to secure someone else, so it'll
Mapes
be me.
The man is what it's gonna be.
I don't know that Mapes will be here for that. Stop saying that.
Maybe it's going to be Mopey, Lance, and Abigail.
How about y'all just
do three? It's always possible.
How about y'all just do three hours and then you're done? You're welcome.
Well,
you can just eat your suga.
On Monday? You think that's still going to be available?
You know, well, it should last. It should hold up.
It will.
I want to get that intern in that at some point.
Well, he comes in at 10.
Yeah, well, he may have to come in early and tell the story about how he went to us.
No, we're going to save that for my show, since he's my intern.
No, he's not your intern.
If he does the 10 o'clock block, he is my intern.
I'm going to sit in on that one.
To tell that story. If you missed it, we have an intern who, from what he said, finessed his way into a special ed school so he can get better grades.
That's how I heard it.
That's how I heard it, too.
And when you popped your head out of that office and said, what? That's how you heard it, too.
Yeah. What is he talking about?
And he's going to journalism school at Missouri. Like, well, that's a really good journalism school.
He probably shouldn't tell that story, then.
No, he should. He should. I mean, because it makes his... I mean, it's kind of legendary.
It's great for us.
Oh, and he even said this. He said, who's the biggest... who's the biggest... You didn't hear this, but Sean Mapes did. He said, who's the biggest, like, people you've ever had on the air? He was asking me. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I've been doing this a long time.
Talked about this on the show.
Oh, okay. Clyde Drexler said, I said, Bun B. He goes, you had Bun B on from Trill Burgers? I said, well, yeah, amongst other things. I mean, UGK. He goes, I only know him from, like, he's the guy that started Trill Burgers. I said, so that's how you know Bun B is the Trill Burger guy. He goes, yeah, that's how I know him. Like, okay. Bun is the Trill Burger guy.
Well, there are people who know IC as, and we got people who tweeted us about it, people who know IC as the SVU guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. George Foreman as the grill guy.
And they know Ice Cube is the guy who started the Big Three?
No. He's the one who was doing movies. Ice Cube was an actor for a lot of people.
Speaking of that, did you see... getting back to the college football for a second, in the wake of the settlement between the NCAA and on the antitrust stuff where they're going to have to, you know, figure out money now for the players, the NCAA is looking at jersey and on-field corporate logos. So they're basically just going to go to corporations, they're going to put their sticker, their patches on jerseys, and then they'll do on-field logos. And then I wonder... I think the smart move is doing what we're seeing on Space City Sports Network, where you'll see John Daspit's name on there on the court. But, you know, it's not actually on the court at the arena, but on TV, you see the logo there.
And
they're already doing that on football, too. Yeah. They do it on the mound. They already actually do that on football at times. But I'll bet you they start doing that in college football, where Shell Oil or somebody is going to be on there. It'll probably piss some people off, but it's not going to change your viewing. I mean, it's still going to be the same sport. So, but they've got to come up with a $2.7 billion, and one of the ways they're going to do that is on-field corporate logos and jersey logos as well, more than likely. That's what looks like it's going to happen. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but did you see where they're starting a new women's basketball league? where it is the new women's basketball league.
Isn't one enough?
I would think one is enough. Well, but they want to pay
that's not a proper way of framing it. It's can two possibly be viable is what I would say.
Okay, but not isn't one enough? I'm going
isn't
with John. I'm going
thing?
With John's.
No, it's the same thing. I said the same
no,
thing.
No, you didn't.
But this is a three
isn't
on three
one
league.
Enough suggests that.
Okay, it's like a big three. It's a three it's, on three okay. league, and they're going to pay well, a six figure contract.
Yeah. Well,
and you
they tried to get.
Carmelo Anthony yeah. is an investor. John Skipper, who used to be at ESPN, is an investor. And two former players.
Well, they were trying to get Caitlin Clark to play in it.
Well,
no,
the big three.
Oh, big three was trying
no,
to
this
get
is, and somebody took that idea and said, hey, let's do this. Women's big three, basically. Mm. And you're going to offer enough money that you're going to pull them out of the WNBA. I'm going, man, I'll go play in this three-on-three league. I don't care. I get a six-figure contract as opposed to getting $40,000, and then I have to bring hash oil into Russia. I don't want to do that.
Are they going to compete directly with the WNBA or do it in the offseason?
Well, the smart thing would in the offseason, everybody would stay and play.
Yeah.
How would you not want to stay and play basketball in this other league and make $100,000 in the offseason?
Yeah. To be the star.
Speaking
of
that, speaking of Brittany, did you see Nicki Minaj is being held or she was being accused of having drugs in Amsterdam?
Wait a minute. They have laws against that there?
Yeah, actually, they do.
We must have, what did you bring in? A pound and a half of fentanyl?
No, it was like, just of. I forget what it was. It was nothing. It wasn't much.
It is on in Amsterdam.
They just. I don't think they just. Maybe they were pissed at her about her songs. About.
The WAP stuff?
Yeah.
No. Amsterdam doesn't care about anything. I've gone twice now, and it is. Like, I can't imagine how hard it must be. You've got to be violent to get arrested.
She, Nicki Minaj's Amsterdam gig axed after reported detention at airport.
Yeah. Oh, well, now, maybe.
She was detained last week at the city's airport for possession of drugs, of soft drugs. Yeah. Yeah, and I think it was like, it was nothing. And she's like, and they're I don't know, for whatever reason, they had it
out
with Nicki Minaj.
She had
doesn't she have beef with
Cardi? She had marijuana in her
luggage.
Oh, Megan
Thee Stallion, yeah.
Marijuana in her luggage? And that in Amsterdam?
Yeah, in Amsterdam. Like, they care about that.
They sell it. They sell mushrooms. There were scouting reports on the mushrooms.
Are you not allowed to bring it from the outside in? It's fine to
no,
purchase
it's when
it.
She was leaving.
Maybe because they want. Yeah,
they
that hurts the local economy.
Yeah. You can't take it with you, I guess, too.
While leaving Amsterdam kicking off the tour. So she had already played there.
I got a bit of a double banger for you guys. I want to see if you can guess this name since we're into the nonsense and we got a couple minutes left here. There is a. Well, John might know because, you know, he just knows things, I guess. There is a young athlete named Asterisk Tally. Yes, that's right. Asterisk Tally. What sport do you think this person plays?
Soccer.
Asterisk
Tally. That's
soccer.
John, you got a guess?
I'm going to say polo, water polo.
What gender do you think this person is?
They, them. if it's asterisk.
All right. Is that your guess, though?
Yes.
John, Asterisk Tally.
It's my asterisk.
That's the shirts we had.
That's
yes.
the shirt we have.
But do you think that what gender do you think this athlete is?
Asterisk is a female.
Correct. You want to guess the sport? What is it?
I said water polo.
I'm
going to
say women's soccer.
She is on. She is playing in the Women's U.S. Open. She is 15 years old. She's tied for sixth at the round one. But her parents named her Asterisk Tally.
She is. Asterisk Tally playing in the Women's U.S. Open.
Where's yes. she from?
I don't know, but I don't know what the deal is with this name.
Did y'all see, speaking of women's golf, did y'all see Charlie Hull?
What? Speaking of women's golf, what did he say?
Oh, well, it's the U.S. Open golf that she's playing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, is he calling?
No, Charlie Hull is a girl.
Oh, okay. Charlie can be a girl's name.
Charlie is my granddaughter's name.
You're right.
Right, Charlie? She's watching right now. Charlie Hull, did you see her smoking a cigarette, signing autographs for the kids?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
It's
oh, that
all
was
over.
Her?
That's Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a female golf, a woman
oh,
golf.
Oh, she's smoking darts, just pulling them
and
down.
She's, and kids, she's got it yeah. in her mouth,
she's
signing for kids.
She's hanging out the side of her mouth like, I mean.
I love Charlie Hull
like now. She was literally a a construction worker.
Yeah. She's British, so she can do that.
Oh, yeah. British people smoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. So congratulations to her. That is a great video. She's just signing everybody's autograph with a choking down a heater. I love it. I love it.
How do we get to asterisk if you're a parent?
Asterisk?
Naming your... Look, we know names can get
to places. What is it for short, ass?
We're not calling... no, John. The girl is 15. We're not making that joke.
Asked?
Asked?
Aster?
Ask? Asked?
Why do you shorten it? I mean...
Well, you don't, I guess.
Everybody's gets their name shortened. You're Delalicious or whatever.
No, Risk. Are we calling her Risk?
Is you're that
her?
Delalolala.
Enough.
Or something.
Why is your tongue getting heavy? Like you're trying to finesse your way into that.
He's Lancelot. We call him Lance.
I heard what you said.
I already said it.
I said what?
I already said it. Risk Tally, is that what we're calling her?
No. Risk?
How do you shorten asterisk?
Ass.
No, you don't call her Ast.
I don't know what you call her. I don't want to.
Call her by her name, asterisk.
What? Asterisk is too hard to say.
Yeah, it gets annoying. Asterisk. You got to be so careful. Asterisk.
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 Enunciate all the time.
Who names their kid Asterisk? What's the last name?
Tally.
Tally.
You know who names their kid Asterisk?
Dell's rubbing his skin.
Asterisk Tally Golf. Here it is.
That's one of your people.
That's just crazy. What is wrong with you people? Stop naming your kid asterisk.
Like semicolon? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Underscore Tally? I like underscore better than asterisk.
Underscore is good. Yeah. Exclamation.
She used to
exclamation
beat,
point. Yeah. Tally.
She used to beat Bryson DeChambeau in chipping contests.
She did?
Yeah. Apparently, man, we have had a lot of women's sports going on this segment.
We do.
Well, you brought it to the
table. You know what? Can I go under or over on...
You can go higher or lower.
I can go higher or lower.
We say higher and lower.
All right.
On statistics that, yes, Caitlin Clark has something all the time. Yes, Luka went higher on his point total yesterday. Yes, you had actually Carl Anthony Towns, I think, went higher on points and rebounds, even though he didn't play a good game. But that's what you do. You play the Pick'em Challenge on Underdog Fantasy. Go to Underdog Fantasy, download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, because what they're going to do is give you a special mystery pick that's going to be in there in the lobby of the Pick'em, and that mystery pick is like an easy winner. You're just going to go higher, whatever it is, just go higher, and it's going to be an automatic winner. So you'll have one already booked. Why not put three more in there and you pick four players? Why not put four more in there and you have five players where you go higher or lower with a chance to win, you know, as much as 100 times your original play. That's when you're using the Scorchers, which have the Chili Peppers next to them, which multiply your winnings that much more. It's so much fun to watch the games and cheer for your player to make or miss, to cheer for an at-bat, to cheer for a pitcher's strikeouts, to cheer for all of that. That gives you a great opportunity to play along with the games that you're watching. It's Underdog Fantasy and the Pick'em Challenge. Make sure you go to Underdog Fantasy and download the app today. You must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
Do you dip tobacco? Well, that's gross. Consider switching to hemp dip. John Granato here for Artisan Grange. Artisan Grange's products don't have tobacco or nicotine. They have CBD. It's a safer, cleaner, and healthier way to dip. Plus, Artisan Grange lets you choose traditional tobacco flavors or fresh new tastes like ice, mint, cinnamon, or citrus. Look for their limited edition Texas cans while supplies last. Check out Artisan Grange Hemp Dip at select CBD American Shaman locations or online at 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs like the XPS 16 powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, Texas. At Jackpot.com, you can now buy your favorite lottery games, including Powerball, Mega Millions, Pick 3, Lotto Texas, and more, right from your phone. Go to Jackpot.com, choose your lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, use promo code TEXAS to get a free ticket with your first play. Go to Jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Go to Jackpot.com. That's Jackpot.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Apparently, Twitch had some comments. I was waving to my granddaughter who's watching right now. And so apparently, asterisk means
little star in Greek.
In
her
Greek.
Mom is Greek. That's why she named her asterisks.
It means little star.
Little star.
I shouldn't have known that since I'm Greek.
We've talked about your inability to accept your Greek heritage.
That's not true. I mean, so Greek.
You didn't even know what that word meant in Greek.
No, I didn't know what that word meant. I'm a little, you know, that whole butt thing. Maybe that's where I get the whole butt thing, you know. Maybe that's why.
I don't know what any of that meant.
Oof, I kind of
do. I think a lot of people are listening and
I'm not sure you want to lean into that.
That whole butt
thing. That's what I'm saying.
Because if I remember what people who weren't fans of the Greeks said about that butt thing, it was a little different.
It was a little different.
Are you going to do that butt thing? By the way, Bob Bickerstaff played that at his show. His comedy show
on
Tuesday. Yeah. He texted me that day asking, like, hey, what's that song called again? I'm going to go out to it on my show.
That's great.
He's a guy who has overcome a colorectal cancer. And so John suggested he play We Gonna Do That Butt Thing, and he did.
Uh-huh.
For his comedy show at the Improv.
My favorite part of that interview was when Lance was, you know, introing Bob and talking about, hey, help Bob out. He's a great comedian, great Houstonian. Bob's like, actually, this isn't really for me. It's for
help him pay his bills.
It's for everybody else. He goes, actually, I'm okay. This is for everybody else, and I hope everything went well.
He had bills still to pay. There was an 11-minute standing ovation for a movie at Cannes Film Festival.
Was it the Costner movie?
It's called The Substance. It had... It has full frontal nudity with Demi Moore and her better half, somebody Quigley, some actress, or Qualley.
Margaret.
Yeah.
Quigley.
And so she's the younger version, and she takes something, she decides to inject herself in a younger version of her with nicer skin, and, you know, she's a younger version. And then eventually Demi gets more disfigured, and Quaid, and Dennis Quaid is in the movie as well.
She's the daughter of Andy McDowell.
She is?
Yes. Oh, is she? Okay.
Yes.
Well, apparently at Cannes Film Festival, there was an 11-minute standing ovation, the longest of the fest so far. The longest of the fest so far.
That would be ever.
It should say the longest in the history of mankind. Yeah. 11 minutes standing up. Like, what's the longest standing ovation you ever remember? I've ever gotten? No. You remember? Maybe you were at a game and somebody came back. I remember there was a long standing ovation for... Several years ago, basketball, it was like 2015 when Dream was back in the building, got a really long standing ovation. Or actually, they were honoring the entire team that won a championship. So it would have been, I guess, 20-year anniversary. And I was like, and that one seemed to go on for maybe a minute, and it felt like an eternity.
11 minutes.
11-minute standing ovation. For that, I've seen people cheer, like that's longer than people cheer to bring a band back out for a, you know, we all know that's part of the game. You know,
yeah.
Hey, come back out and play the set that you're already
ready to play.
Just
come out and play.
Just come out and play.
But don't do that.
We'll wait. Just don't turn the lights on. Go pee. Go get some water. Change your shirt. Do what you're going to do. And then we'll be here waiting for you. Don't make us cheer and pretend like, no, more, more. Come on, guys. You know, we know the deal. You're coming back out. We want you to come out. You still a bunch of songs you haven't played. You haven't played Time Bomb yet, old 97. So we know the concert's not over.
Did Dave wait for a standing ovation?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Every band does.
No.
Wilco. Oh, yeah. Every band does.
Well, that's just awful.
Every band does now. You have
to. I've been to concerts before where the crowd wasn't cheering enough and they didn't come back up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So my wife went to Rolling Stones. I didn't go, but I would imagine they probably did too. They played a long time.
Yeah.
They had a long set, but I just can't imagine standing up for 11 straight minutes.
No, let alone like, for a movie.
In life.
That nobody's even there.
11 straight minutes is a second.
Let's do that right now for the show. We'll just
No,
clap.
Dell and I have show to do next week. We're not going to just let you try to kill off the rest of this show.
You know, I'm going to have a moment of appreciation or silence to start my show today, mostly because the new trailer for the new college football game comes out. So I don't want to do anything but watch it.
The trailer comes out or the game comes out?
It's going to be – no, the game doesn't come out till July, but there's going to be a gameplay trailer. So I just want to watch it and then analyze it. So the first 5 minutes of my show, nothing's going to be said.
Wait a minute. They're having a trailer for a game?
Welcome to the new world, John.
Oh, everything trailers.
Why would you watch that?
Because you haven't seen the game hasn't been out
so you
since
gotta see what the game looks
2014.
Like.
Nope.
It's 14 the first is time. Longer than that, isn't it?
No. Well, the game came out 2013, NCAA 14. Yeah, so since 13. Everyone's wanting to play college football, at least who loves games. We haven't had a chance since 2013.
Yeah, but they put trailers on the – I mean, trailers are a big deal now. The new trailer for Iron Man dropped. The new trailer for this dropped. Yeah. Oh, no. Trailers are the new thing.
Stop already.
There are over 1,000 people already waiting.
What do you mean? Wait. They're waiting for the
I don't know why you have to do this because you can just watch it when it comes out, but people are reserving a spot. There's like 1,000 people already waiting to watch
see a trailer for college football game. Well, you know, it's you create a false sense of like, oh my God, I've got to be part of people were crashing into each other in cars because of Popeye's chicken sandwich. Yeah. And it's fine, but it's not worth punching and crashing cars. It just becomes a false like excitement level. Now it's like, were you in there? I was one of the first ones in the room to see the trailer for a video game. It's like, man, I can't be that nerd. That can't happen. And yeah, you're right. It's not exclusivity. You're going to see it when it's out. You can just go see it later on.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You guys won't watch network television, which comes on at a certain time every week to where you watch it like that. You want everything on demand, but you'll get in early to watch a trailer for a video game? Out of here.
Two Americas, Lance.
There are two Americas. Weird America and me and John America.
You break chains. You are part of Weird America,
yeah,
too.
You are.
No, you know disc golf has been around for decades? It's been around a long time.
Stop already.
There's a lot of things that have been around for a long time that are still weird.
It's not just potheads that play disc golf. There's lots of just regular people out there.
Yeah, you're a regular person, but but it's a weird thing.
You know how long pedophiles have been around?
What? We walk way more than golfers, too. We walk like at TC Jester, 3.7 miles.
You know who knows he's got 4 days off coming up?
No, he doesn't.
That guy.
And he's got a long time to wait, too, because the flight's not going off.
The flight's, I know. I'm good now. I got a half hour left, and then that's it. I'm out of here.
He compared disc golf to pedophiles.
Yeah, he didn't compare it, but he did put it in the same sentence.
It's analogous.
No, it's not. Throwing a disc is not the same with your GWA, golfers with attitude, dragging people around in their cars.
That's what we do.
My God.
Are you gonna get you should print some shirts. Get bull shirts on that.
You know what? GWA.
Yeah.
Golfers with attitude. You damn right. Just thank you, La Raza.
I'm gonna see my first Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm gonna go out to my first Texans practice. And go watch Texans practice. They end at 11 o'clock, so it's not long.
No, it's not long.
It's not long. It's 9:45 is when it starts, and media meet is at 11 a.m. So we're talking about maybe I'm not going out. But I'll go talk to D'Amico and the Texans players. But maybe I won't go out to practice. I mean, I guess I'll get there and see a little bit of it.
Well,
they're not doing a whole lot. I can tell you this, though. Do you think that every game is a sellout this year?
Yes. Every game will be a sellout because
do you think they sell out season tickets?
You know what? I don't know that it's going to be all Texans fans, but every game will be a sellout.
Well, I'm not asking that. Yeah, will they all be sellouts? Will they sell out season tickets?
Probably.
I'm going to say no.
Probably. Well, they already...
It took a long time for people to come out last year, and they were a much better team.
Yeah, but this year...
They still didn't kind of
buy in.
This
offseason is really... This offseason has been awesome. We got a break, and I'm about to talk about bull shirts right now, as a matter of fact. Perfect segue, Del. Golfers with attitude. I need that. I need that. Maybe bull shirts can make that. Timmy, make this happen. Joe, let's go. These guys have been around forever, 40 years bull shirts have been doing this. You got a softball team. You need your jerseys. You got a bowling team. You need embroidery on your shirts, whatever. You need all kinds. And listen, you need whatever artwork that you need on whatever, they can do it, okay? It's what they do every single day, be it silk screening or embroidery or whatever. They've got all the items, too. If you need coolers, T-shirts, hats, backpacks, whatever it is that you need, pens with the writing, all of it. They've got it all. They do it all. And they've been doing it forever, and they do it great. So you're looking for the best way to get that trophy, or that you're advertising whatever it is, koozies you want, you got it. Bull-shirts.com, bull-shirts.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, listeners, the Varsity Sports Show is on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Join us as we feature all Houston, all hour. We'll talk to coaches, players, journalists, and featuring Vipe Media's Matt Malatesta to bring you the Vipe Sports Report. Start your Sunday off with a smile with the Varsity Sports Show, 9 to 10 a.m. on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5 Houston.
The John Clay Wolf Show. Here's what's going on in the Wolf Pack.
Hey, dude, you didn't tell me that you wrecked it, and it looks wrecked. How much was the insurance check?
$8,000.
Yeah, did y'all spend it on fixing it, or did you put it in your pocket?
Well, you know, my cousin, just stop there.
Stop. Just stop there. All I needed to know is $8,000 insurance and a cousin.
The John Clay Wolf Show, every Saturday morning.
ESPN 97.5.
These days, the cost of fixing or replacing things in your home is going through the roof with no end in sight. Air conditioning replacement, $6,000. New refrigerator, $1,500. Flat screen TV, $1,200. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Everything Breaks now before something else breaks. For as little as $1 a day, Everything Breaks can cover it all. Appliances, plumbing, air conditioning, home electronics, including cell phones and more. Everything Breaks covers repairs your insurance doesn't, saving you hundreds, even thousands on unexpected repair bills. Call Everything Breaks now before something else breaks. Call for your free quote. Call 800-936-0219. That's 800-936-0219.
Get it all covered your way, because Everything Breaks.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan terms and conditions for details. Coverage not available in all states. Actual savings may vary based on the coverage plan and repairs needed. Call 800-936-0219. Online at GoEverythingBreaks.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. Listen, you don't have to suffer any longer. I know a lot of you out there have been dealing with knee, hip, shoulder, back problems. If you've got pains in the joint that never go away, it's a chronic problem. That's inflammation you're dealing with. And QC Kinetics has advanced treatments that harness your body's ability to restore and repair damaged tissue. It's called regenerative medicine, and I'm talking about lasting joint pain relief. Now you can walk and run and hike and play golf and move again pain-free. Do the things that you've loved to do in the past, but you haven't been able to do. And this is all without shots and the steroids, the pain medicine, the surgery, the downtime. You don't have to deal with that. Their advanced protocols have enabled tens of thousands of patients to reclaim their mobility. Stop putting it off. It's only going to get worse unless you're able to get it taken care of with QC Kinetics. Make sure you go to the website for your free consultation. That's QCKinetics.com. Four locations in Houston, QCKinetics.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Did you see Xavier Worthy showing off his new bling.
Oh, that's Xavier? I didn't know who that was.
And he's throwing around $1
bills. Yeah. People didn't know if he was doing that to be,
I don't know,
ironic, or if he was actually doing it. He took a lot of that. It did not go great for him on social media. Throwing his ones in the air. He hasn't even signed. I don't think he signed his rookie contract yet. He's
got a cute girlfriend.
Throwing ones all over the place. And I guess people are going after his necklace and something else as well.
Oh, my goodness. He's throwing singles around. Where's he going? To a strip club?
Hey, let me tell you. His agent, and I know his agent, so do you, he'd probably be much happier he's throwing ones than hundreds.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I mean, if you're gonna do that, throw ones.
Yeah. No, that's probably true. Hey, good news. It looks like Deshaun Watson is throwing well right now.
Not the one I saw when he was trying to hit Elijah Moore against air.
Oh, yeah? Apparently, Ken Dorsey is really happy about the way he's throwing.
Well, what else would the new guy say?
Here we go. Yeah. Here comes all the rave reviews from from OTAs. This happens every single year. Apparently, Roma Dunze and Caleb look special. They look special.
I don't know if this is true. I don't know. I just saw a quote from Russell Wilson that Justin Fields would be dangerous in a non-quarterback role.
Yeah, I bet Russell. I bet.
I respect the hustle, Russ. You know who looks really good? Justin Fields with the ball in his hands as a running back.
Hey, you guys remember Cordell Stewart? Let's do that again. Yeah. Let's do that with him.
Oh, my God. Man, you guys have no idea. If this guy played a position like wide receiver or running back, he's probably a $25 million a year wide receiver.
No, this is from MLF.
And then he's looking over Justin, see if he tricked him. See if he got Justin.
Hey, Justin, you know what would be great? If we call you an athlete.
Yeah.
Just make you an athlete. Make that the position.
Why did Michael Finley take Luka's beer?
So there's a video of Luka celebrating after the game. He's standing next to his dad, who's a big, thick guy. And he looks like a power slapper, his dad. But he's drinking a beer.
He does. Look at that nose. He's cut. Yeah.
No, no. He looks like he's been in some scraps. And Luka's drinking a beer. And he just looks like Luka. I mean, Luka's got a beer gut. It's amazing. They showed Luka driving to the hole in slow motion the time he got fouled and then yelled, "Who's crying now, mother effer?" to Snoop Dogg.
It wasn't to Snoop. Because you see, there is an opposite angle. There is a...
Oh, it's not to Snoop?
There's a fan doing the...
Oh, because Snoop reacted.
Yeah, because Snoop's like, oh my gosh. That's what he's reacting to. But there's a guy on the reverse angle who's doing the bringing his hands up to his eyes. Oh, you're crying. And then that's why Luca's going, "Who's crying?"
And no.
Who's crying, mother? He just dropped it right on the whole fans. He says this all... Like, he's dropping... Luka is raw. Anyway, Luka, you could see him running in slow motion, and Luka's just like a regular dude. He's just got his gut is bouncing up and down. Like, it's unbelievable. The two most dangerous players on the planet are Luka and Jokic.
But Jokic is in better shape. Jokic is in better shape.
I think he's in better shape than Luka.
He is. Jokic is doughy per se, but he's not like there's no gut. Luka has
a gut. Luka doesn't. It's clear Luka doesn't put a lot of time into diet. He doesn't diet. He was drinking a beer after a game, and he wasn't like spraying it around. He was having a can of beer, just drinking a beer. And Michael Finley,
that's what everybody does in a celebration.
Michael Finley, who is the team vice president, came over and dapped up Luka's dad, and then just grabbed Luka's beer very calmly out of his hands.
Well,
just took it, turned around, and walked away. He didn't grab it and drink and laugh. He basically was like a dad saying, "You can't have that." And Luka looks at him. He's like, he kind of shrugs, like, whatever. He was basically taking the beer away, saying, basically, "Your beer belly ass can't have this, Luka."
So the joke's about giving the Dallas Mavericks more time off and Luka will put on 15 pounds. Apparently, they're actually concerned about it.
Oh, you know Luka's throwing down pizzas as soon as the season is over.
Luka's this good, and he has no muscle tone and is very doughy. Can you imagine if Luka spent an off season and actually slimmed down 20 pounds and
or just
put no, why?
More time into it?
Or actually maybe not even slimmed down, because part of his skill set is being a just bigger dude and getting people on his hip. And
well, he's a point guard.
So making it muscle instead of
just altering the body. But some of it would be body.
Better odds, more doughy next year. Or more ripped next year.
Well, we know in the offseason, particularly if they win a title, it'll be doughy. But there's always the Luka who, at an angle, looks a little skinnier, a little bit more in shape. And then as the season goes on, the pounds, which is odd considering he's playing basketball, but as the season goes on, he gets in less and less
shape. In the NFL, players lose weight. They have a hard time keeping weight on. Luka's like pizza party and beer.
He's at his skinniest in training camp, and then by the time the regular, it's like the wear and tear of the regular season means I'm not working out, man. I play hard enough during the game, so I gotta put these pounds back on. And it doesn't matter. He puts up 20 in the first quarter, ends that game before it even really began. That game was over at the end of the first quarter, and you just saw the Wolves become this erratic, spastic team as they're trying to score points, and it looked ugly, and the Mavs just ran away with it. And Luka does this. He did it to the Suns. Now, that was a game six in Phoenix, but when he made the conference finals for the first time, that was a blowout, or maybe it was a game seven. That was a blowout, and it happened again last night. It wasn't even close. And Kyrie wound up winning MVP of that conference finals.
Luka has been asked by the Mavericks to lose weight in the past. What he's doing this year, I mean, he's been good ever since he came to the league. Basically, what he's doing this year is they're not going to – you basically just have to take pizzas out of his hand and beers out of his hand. Michael Finley was just trying to take empty calories out of his hand. That's all he was doing. Like, we got a finals match coming up. We got a finals game coming up, a final series coming up. No, you can't be having this beer.
Is someone going to be sleeping in front of the fridge because they don't play till the 6th? Do they have someone for that?
Wow, like, he will be.
In July 23rd, this is what Luka looked like. In July of 23, that's what he looked
like. He doesn't look
weight.
Like.
He's got a tan. He had lost some weight. But that's not Luka now.
Yeah, that was. He always looks better in the offseason than once the season kicks off and as it keeps wearing on. Whatever he did in the offseason to build muscle and stay in shape, it goes away. He doesn't keep it up, and it doesn't matter.
This is 44 weeks ago. This is July 28, 2023. So, yeah, we'll see what he does. It's just part of his allure, part of the allure of both of those guys, that it doesn't make sense that Luka can have a Larry Bird type body, and Bird wasn't chunky like Luka, but Luka looks like this, and he's got the attitude of Jordan and the body type of like a 1980s big man. He looks like a 1980s big, like Billy Paltz, Whopper, whose nickname was the Whopper. He looks like Blair Rasmussen or somebody who played in the 80s who has no body. It's Paul McKeskey. This is like Paul McKeskey with Michael Jordan's mentality. It's insane. And Larry Bird's three-point shooting. Like, it doesn't make sense. Nikola Jokic, the most impactful big man that's ever played since Wilt Chamberlain, maybe? I mean, he dominates, not physically like Shaq, but Nikola Jokic is putting together games that we've never seen before. Look at him.
Do you think guys...
Just look at him.
When Luka loves to talk, do you think guys in those conversations and back and forth go, hey, man, just shut your fat ass up. Do you think that ever 100%. Happens? Do you think that ever happens? When 100%. They just say, hey, get your fat ass out my face. It has to happen, right?
It has to. And then
he drops 40.
But how are you going to tell him to shut up? Because he's working you.
Because it's the same mentality where Andre Rison thinks he's the best player of all time. Everybody talks. It doesn't matter what's going on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And Luka, of course you say, get your fat ass out of here. Go have another cheeseburger. Go whatever they say. And Luka just eats it up. He's the guy on the playground that's not afraid of anybody. Like, I've seen guys like that where you realize they're built different. They have different mentality. Everything that you say to them is just fuel to them. Like, it doesn't bother them. Luka doesn't care. If Luka cared, he would come back and slim down next year. He's not doing that. He's going to have a beer belly. He's going to enjoy his life. He's going to hit 35 on you. I promise you, when he's 40, he'll be playing in a gym somewhere, just murdering.
If they win, the levels of sloppiness he might reach in the offseason if they win the title.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's listed at 230. He will for sure be 260 next year. If they win, forget about it. I mean, it is over.
No, he is going to let it go. Let it go. All right, 943 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here. Right now I'm talking about Air Team, my peeps over at Air Team. I just love what they've done for me, and you'll love what they'll do for you. If you have any issues whatsoever, or you don't even know if you have issues with your air conditioner, because you don't know about air conditioning, right? You don't. You don't know about air conditioning. I don't know about air conditioning. I didn't know nothing, and guess what? It cost me a lot. You know why? Because I had to replace them, and because I didn't maintain them. That, listen, it is such a good buy. Call our Air Team and have them come out and maintain your air conditioners before you're using it. When it's 1,000 degrees outside, you're using it all day, every day. You think you don't have to maintain, you think you don't have to do something with your air conditioner? You're wrong. Do it, please. So you don't have to replace them. And Air Team will come. And if you do have to replace them, I'm telling you, I couldn't have had a better experience with my guys at Air Team, and you will have a great experience too. 713-956-8326. That's 713-956-TEAM. The Curtis family's been doing this for over 35 years, still there. This is the third generation. Garrett's the third generation that is taking care of business over at Air Team. AirTeamLTD.com. You don't stay in business as long unless you do it right. AirTeamLTD.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're talking with Josh Smith from Gentle Bend Spirits. Josh, the founder of Gentle Bend, Ricky Ford, was an Aggie class of 85. Sharing and connecting with Aggies meant a lot to Ricky, didn't it?
Absolutely. Ricky was definitely a proud Aggie, along with his daughter and Dr. Benjamin Mosier, the namesake of our products.
Hear that, Aggies? By supporting and enjoying Gentle Bend Spirits, you're paying tribute to one of your fellow Aggs. Gentle Bend, the vodka, the gin, the bourbon, ask for it by name. Gentle Bend, you'll love what's not in it.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, Texas. At Jackpot.com, you can now buy your favorite lottery games, including Powerball, Mega Millions, Pick 3, Lotto Texas, and more right from your phone. Go to Jackpot.com, choose your lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, use promo code Texas to get a free ticket with your first play. Go to Jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Go to Jackpot.com. That's Jackpot.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We don't always realize just how much our negative thoughts and experiences stick with us and weigh us down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings, that frustrating thing your mom does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized with help from Beacon. I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
It is kind of weird. How about this? The bad breath rapist was finally arrested after 16 years at large. Apparently, he was committing these crimes in Boston, but he was found in California. At the very least, can't you brush your teeth? I mean, I know you're the worst person possible, but you have to add that insult?
Do you know how bad your breath has to be for you to be committing an act like that and that to be one of the takeaways?
That's how you got caught, because of your bad breath.
Yeah, you are.
One of the things they really noticed was how bad your breath smelled.
You're saying one of the worst things you could possibly do to anyone, and one of the takeaways is his breath was awful.
Breath was awful. At least brush your teeth.
I mean, I don't think there's much consideration from a person like that.
Oh, but that's, I mean, it can't be worse, right? But you did make it worse. You made it worse.
An impossible situation made worse by your lack of hygiene.
I mean, Wizz Air Boss. Apparently the Wizz Air Boss is Joseph Verratti. Wizz Air.
Wait, is that the airline?
How's that spelled?
It's an airline. Wizz. W-I-Z-Z.
Oh, okay.
Wizz Air. The airline executive took aim at London's market socialistic corporate government. He says this. He says, hey, everybody is benefiting from my £100 million bonus. Do you feel like you're benefiting from his £100 million bonus?
Does he explain how they benefit? He's going to trickle down economics on you.
Well, he fought back against investors who objected. He says, it all kind of cascades down.
Yeah, trickle down.
Trickles down.
He buys boats,
all
cars.
Kind of, a little bit. Yeah, to yacht companies, it absolutely.
Yacht companies and then their employees, the people who service yachts.
And it trickles
down.
Right.
It'll eventually get to you.
And his maids and his cooks.
Yes. $100 million. Yes, you just have to give it some time. It'll eventually get to you.
Trickle down economics. That's it. A man who transformed into a dog says he wants to become another animal now. This is a man.
Right? I've seen that before. Transformed.
The collie.
What do you mean transformed?
Well, he looks like a collie.
Oh, I've seen that guy before.
Yeah, I've seen him.
He wants to be
another. Is that Reveille?
He does look like Reveille.
It does look like Reveille.
Bury his ass, too. Show him the scoreboard with the chalk on it.
Well, now he says, but he's a talking dog now. He's Japanese. He says, I would like to become...
He's not Scooby.
I would like to become another animal as well.
Which one?
Oh, I might realistically be able to become another dog, a panda, or a bear.
Do panda. Panda seems
cool. Panda's kind of cool. Yeah. A fox or a cat would also be nice, but they are small for humans to try. I'd like to fulfill my dream of becoming another animal
someday. Yeah, no, you should do it.
He really should.
Yeah, you really should.
He looks a lot like a dog.
Yeah,
well, he put in the work.
He put in the work.
Yeah. No. He absolutely made the commitment to it.
Does he poo on yards or does he go to toilets?
He still talks, apparently.
Okay. So he's not completely a dog.
No,
then.
But I'm sure he barks somewhat.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Madonna is being sued by a fan for emotional stress of being forced to watch sex acts in heat.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her with... She had Drake up there... On is that the one they're talking about?
Well, no, this was.
She was all over Drake, and at the end, Drake acted like he was like, ugh.
Yeah. Apparently,
I'd rather get another diss track dropped on me.
I think it was with another woman. This was with another woman she was having sex acts with, and apparently, it was very stressful for her.
A couple decades past that.
Do you feel like it would be too much emotional distress for you to watch Madonna having sex?
Yeah, I don't want to see that now. I mean, there was a time, but that time has passed.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I wanted to watch that.
No, she's been off that list for a while.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It
happens.
Apparently, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the violence intervention program manager had to resign.
For doing something violent. I got a feeling, was he in a fight? Did he shoot somebody?
What could he possibly have done, John?
Assault allegations.
Yeah.
The violence intervention program manager. Better, hey, put them fists down, okay? Please put them fists away. Nearly 80% of Americans now consider fast food a luxury due to high prices. Do you feel like Do you eat?
Actually, fast food. Have you ever gone through? When's the last time you got something from Whataburger?
I did a few weeks ago. I did.
You ain't getting it for $5, do you?
Well, Whataburger was never like that.
No.
It's been at least twelve dollars
for a sandwich and a drink.
Yeah.
$13.
At Whataburger, feels like that's been the case for a while now. As far as fast food, maybe actual fast food, maybe once every 2.5 weeks. I don't go
for you.
That often the fast
food. You can
food.
Still get dollar menu stuff, I guess,
sure.
in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
But fast food's become expensive too.
Yeah.
So.
Do you see all of the fast food fast food stores that have closed in California because of the $20 minimum wage?
No.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean, a bunch have closed. A bunch have had to be closed. A wanted criminal pretends to be deaf and mute for 20 years to avoid prison. How long would you pretend that you're a deaf mute?
Forever. Yeah. To avoid prison?
To avoid prison?
Forever.
There's not an end date. But me not talking for that long.
Okay, you couldn't talk. And you, even if somebody like screamed in your ear, you couldn't hear
them. Is this person in a facility? Like if you're at home, at some point, you can drop the facade.
But they got busted though, right?
They got busted, like, yeah.
In the privacy of your own home, you can get away with getting rid of that stuff. So where was this person that they could do that and people were monitoring it the entire time?
It's a Chinese man. He wanted for murder. He picked up a shovel and hit his neighbor in the head.
Wow.
Time passed, but he never gave up on saying that he was deaf and mute.
Forever.
Until he got caught. He got caught.
Yeah, if the evidence was there that I don't know why he had to use deaf and mute as a way to stay out of jail, but I would do that forever.
So he said this, I've been holding back my words for 20 years. I felt like I was going crazy.
I can't do deaf. You have to be able to hear. Like,
no, he can. He pretends he can't.
Yeah, no, he pretends he can't, but I don't think I could do that because it's easy. Somebody could just do that and you like turn real fast.
You isolate yourself from people. You have to. You can't be around people.
Yeah, Dell could totally do this.
It's easy.
You think you could take a vow of silence for 10 years?
That's rough.
Okay, could you take a vow of silence for 24 hours?
Yeah, I'm at home for 24 hours without anyone around.
Yeah,
about a weekend?
Sure.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could.
That's easy. Not talking. Easy.
Well, he lives alone.
I live alone.
It's a lot easier.
If you're alone, it is. But then I still will talk to myself or do like,
whoa, yeah. What are you doing, idiot?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Scream at the TV.
Stupid.
You suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can't laugh at shows. You can't make noises.
No. You're a monk for a weekend. I could do that.
Oh.
I'm going to try a vow of silence on Monday and Tuesday.
A proposal is advanced to surgically castrate sex offenders in Louisiana.
Surgically, yikes. Not chemically.
Surgically.
Ooh.
Yikes.
My goodness. We're going back to the Old Testament.
You want to do something like that, you're going to lose it.
We will. Eye for an eye, a wiener for a wiener. What we say in the South.
Mm.
Of course, that'd be more North Louisiana.
That's
not South Louisiana.
We're done.
Let the alligators get your stuff, boy.
I won't be here Monday or Tuesday. It'll be the Mopey Mape.
And the Man. Mopey Mapes and the Man.
Once again, that lineup isn't guaranteed. Lance, you might actually have to talk to Joe first.
Okay.
Mopey Mapes and the Man is what the kids are saying.
That's what the kids are calling.
You're the man?
On Monday. He's the man.
Yeah.
Mopey Mapes and the Manic is what I'd call it.
That's
maybe
even
more accurate.
That'll be Monday. I'll talk to you again on Wednesday, everybody. Have a great weekend.
But first, John's moving spots around so he can get the hell out of here.
On a flight he can't catch anyway.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The U.S. Court of Appeals.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today.
today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.